Ladies and gentlemen, here is the latest bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm standing in a large, semicircular, pitch-black oblong split in the ceiling. Through this opening, I can see...
The Sub-Genius Hour of Slash!
In the meantime, we take you to the Hotel Martinet, where Bob and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
From PR News in Washington, I'm visiting Washington this week as part of a 13-day visit to Mexico.
PR's bad.
On Wall Street, 610-334-1263. Two teams of scientists have developed a new approach to obtaining taxpayer dollars to facilitate an abortion. The U.S. military says U.S. warplanes and helicopters have killed PR News in Washington.
Yes, yes.
The waters have rusted. The elation.
And hi, everyone. My limitless love unto you. And who am I? I am just a nobody. Yes, a nobody. Because you can't see my body, but you can hear my voice. So I am a somebody. Yes, I am speaking to your inner self, to your consciousness, to your inner sanctum soul of your universal mind, to where the magical kingdom of is within you, not someplace else. For what is here is every place else, and what is not here is no other place. 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 Is no other
place. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to
The Sub-Genius Hour of Slash.
It was Artemia Salina.
If our nation should ever be attacked,
le plaisir humain.
Follow the instructions you hear.
Qui nous en donne?
In the event of attack,
on y est? Parfait.
A jet bomber could fly 5 miles an hour.
Une facette psychospirituelle.
She wants to be sure, 'cause you know, sometimes
There's a songbird who sings sometimes all about thoughts I'm misgiving. Ooh, when she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Do I, it makes me wonder. Do I, it makes me wonder. Do I, it makes me wonder.
My spirit is crying for you. In my thought I have seen wreaths of smoke through the tree, and the voices of those hosts are broken.
And it's whispered that soon, if we all call the tune,
then the piper will lead us to reason.
And a new day will dawn for those who stand long, and the forests will echo with laughter.
Does anybody remember laughter?
Your hedgerow, call the gardener. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen.
Yes, there are 2 pounds, so you can go buy one in the long run.
There's still time to change the road you're on.
That my entire life is in vain? Or am I lost?
Makes me wonder.
A stairway. to heaven.
That was so beautiful, friends. That was that whole thing was put together by National Cynical Radio. Whoever that really is. Thanks to Phineas Narco, who sent it to us. There are whole shows of similar expertise that you can download or read about at nationalcynical.com. Again, that's National Cynical Radio at nationalcynical.com. Before that, friends, everything was by Lee Murr. And probably God and Bob and so forth. This is Hour of Slack number 1046. In the background, you hear the Amino Acids, who will be performing at X-Day number 9. Actually, the X-Day drill, I suppose, it might be. And now the news.
From PR News in Washington, I'm held in large tents in a town in northern India today. Search crews are looking for more victims at the site. President Bush is speaking. Mr. Bush says,
the good news is,
Mr. Bush said,
is that,
Mr. Bush was speaking, but Mr. Bush would make being in the U.S. a felony. President Bush says Bob's a problem, but Mr. Bush acknowledged that this is PR News. On Wall Street, 3-6. A busload of government leaders is recommending that Bob be disciplined for failing to report PR News in Washington.
I have a very important question I've been wondering about. As one of the most powerful women to walk this earthly realm, with the ranks of Oprah and Martha Stewart, do you have any recipe ideas you would care to share with our audience?
Recipe ideas?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Actually, I've created quite a few recipes that will be coming out in a cookbook at some point that actually Reverend Stang has been the pilot taster on. And I have invented a Chi-Talian food, which is a synthesis of Chinese and Italian, where East meets Roma. I have many odd combinations of vegetables and nuts that most people have never tried together before. I really don't have a whole lot right on the tip of my tongue, so to speak, that I can drop off to you, but those are a few suggestions.
When combining nuts and vegetables, mm-hmm. What's your favorite combo?
My favorite combo? Probably toasted almonds with garlic green beans.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I bet the cleanup is easy. I bet it's inexpensive.
It is.
And really just satisfies your man at home.
Definitely.
Okay.
Reverend Stang is one of the happiest stomached men ever. So he tells me anyway.
If we could switch gears for a moment, I have a question about the political scene. And I know it must seem so provincial from the point of view of the cosmic point of view of being queen of all the UFOs. But where do
Amos,
the
Amos, again, you need to be as loud as you can. You know, I'm actually rather old, and I can't hear very well, so you have to speak right up next to the microphone.
A thousand pardons, Your Majesty.
Quite all right.
Where do the UFOs, the alien people, stand on the current immigration legislation? And have you considered using any of your influence, power, death rays, etc., to tilt the scales one way or the other? I know it must seem a kind of provincial issue on this little suburban island we call America.
You know, again, this actually may feel like a cop-out to you, but I have to say that with the people that, the creatures, the beings that I am in touch with, being the unidentified ones, I really can't speak for them. The identified ones that you're curious about, I don't have much knowledge of. So I really, I'm not able to give an opinion one way or the other for those folks.
Hmm.
Sorry.
Okay, well,
it's just not in my realm.
What type of, like, So you're the queen of all UFOs.
Yeah.
What kind of managerial roles do you play?
Managerial roles?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I would give you a day in the life. As Reverend Stang would say, my job is to stand around looking beautiful, and I don't really have a hard time doing that. It's a lot of fun. I allow Reverend Stang to worship me, adore me, preen me. He massages my head, my shoulders, my neck, and my feet, and all over my body every day. And pretty much that's about it. It's rough work, but someone's got to do it.
Well,
so as far as administrative duties, like, you know, the action items, you know, things that have to happen during the day for me, it's actually, it's so slackful that it's hard to describe.
Mm-hmm. How about if, let's just say, I mean, I'm talking about a friend of mine here. Let's just say that you wanted to meet an exist, or you know, because there's all these tales about alien abductions and things like that. Let's just say a friend of yours that you know about really has been trying for years to meet an alien.
Cruising for it.
Could you hook a brother up?
I'm afraid that's outside my realm too. I'm sorry, just totally outside my realm. It's nothing that I have any control or power over.
You know, I think I know myself and all the listeners at home, we really want to know what you are responsible for. I mean, what do you do? And are you willing to take this opportunity now in this international exclusive broadcast on Amos Happ's Electric Chalet in the Feminist Kitchen starring Ricky Shingles? Do you, Princess We Are Doe, Queen of all the UFOs, want to apologize for Shirley MacLaine once and for all?
You know, Shirley MacLaine, I'm not really all that familiar with your Earth Farm One culture, pop culture and other cultures. I don't study it. I'm not familiar with it. And I've heard that she's kind of gone off the deep end as far as being sort of like a new age hippy-dippy dipshit. But, you know, it's not my fault. And,
I'm really not
all that familiar with her and her work. But you are asking what I do, and let me tell you what I do. I do actually have some influence in the Church of the Subgenius. For instance, I have veto power. I naysaid the branding, the required branding that was going to be for every Subgenius. That was totally naysaid by me. No way.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no way. Also, there was going to be required trepanating. No way. I said, no way. That's not going to happen.
What about the bobbies?
Pardon me?
What about the bobbies?
The bobbies, if they want to do the branding and the trepanating themselves, they're perfectly welcome to. But it's not going to be done under the auspices of the Church of the Subgenius while I'm seated here.
What about the soul harvesting? Do you have any qualms about that? Or the prairie squid, for that matter? Does that raise any jealousy issues?
Oh, absolutely. You know, not at all. If there weren't prairie squids, there would be just so many unhappy people out there, men and women. We need prairie squids. No, there's no jealousy issues. Absolutely not.
I would like to, you know, take it into the bedroom. If you feel uncomfortable with some of my questions, if you don't like them, you just throw them right back. So,
all right.
Is it true that it ain't cheating if it's Bob, ladies?
That is true. That's 100% true. It ain't cheating if it's Bob, and it ain't, for the guys, it ain't gay if it's Bob. And same thing with women, it ain't gay if it's Connie, you know. It's all free love when it comes to Bob and Connie.
They're kind of like Jungian archetypes in that sense. They're not even on our realm.
That's true.
It's like having sex with an idea. Have you ever had sex with J.R. Bob Dobbs?
Well, I can't let something like that out. Come on, what do you think? I can't say something like that. You guys are just trying to get me to reveal things, and I'm not going to do it.
Okay. Well, how about if we hit it from this angle? Does Ivan Stang ever get mad when you have sex with J.R. Bob Dobbs?
Well, let's just say that, you know, he's learned to deal with his boss in special ways, and they work things out between them.
Mm. Well, that sounds good to me.
Gotta have slack.
Gotta.
You gotta have.
Gotta have that. Slack. Yeah. I got a big old bob. I got a big old bob. He's right inside my pocket. Got my big old bob. Just reach inside my pocket. I just washed him off. He ain't too stinky this time. You got to try my bob. He really wants to meet you. If you'll open up to Bob, you'll know that he's a love god. And once he gets inside, he's never gonna leave you. The burning seed of Bob is leaking out of my pocket. Just open under him, he'll crawl inside your socket.
Well, you know, the Catholics are have all kinds of... they've had to face a lot of blanket hatred, especially nowadays. I mean, it's almost like the name of their sect is synonymous with child molestation, which is certainly not fair to the average Catholic.
And it doesn't help that the new Pope used to be a Nazi. It doesn't help.
He wasn't really a Nazi.
Well, you know, so, I mean, it's like any religion, you can find a good reason to make fun of. That's what I like about it, is they're all kind of, when you get down to it, they're all the same, except, of course, for J.R. Bob Dobbs' religion, which is better simply because that's the one we believe in.
But it could also be called anti-religion.
Well, it's only anti-false religions.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
We've swiped it. I mean, borrowed from all the good religions. The good parts from lots of bad religions, I should say. The naughty bits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you the special books that your dad kept in his underwear drawer next to the gun and balloons.
Oh, all the Larry Flynn books.
And, you know, he had these special paperbacks, and you'd look for the good parts in those. That's the way we put together Bob's, the details in Bob's religion, using his memos and other people's old cast-aside religions.
Secret communiques. And
it was cool back then. It ain't the same now. Now they just type a button in a computer. Anybody can make a religion in a computer.
And anybody can make porn with
anybody
a camcorder.
Anybody can make porno
now.
In a computer.
Yeah, but back then, they had to make porn the hard way.
I've got a copy of a comedy porno movie. It's like an old underground comic in some ways. It's in Spanish, and it's all computer-animated people doing bizarre, sexy stuff.
So
and not normal looking people either. It's all kinds of strange characters and
almost an inspiration from Reproduction Cycle.
It's like a desktop animated porno movie. I guess they used a poser, that program Poser or something like that. And it's called Too Funky for You, with the numeral 2 and the numeral 4 in the title.
A radio synesthesia on WCSB in Cleveland, Cleveland State University, provided us with all of that, thanks to Dr. Sinister. Before that, we heard a little bit of a song by D.K. Jones and yours truly, Reverend Stank, and some saucer bed sound effects by Frater Sadi. And now...
Ladies, when you buy milk, remember that no other kind of milk has as many uses as...
The Salt Genius Hour of Sweat.
That's miraculous.
Good, good, good.
Oh, nonsense. Well, it doesn't seem quite ethical somehow.
From the studios of PR, this is PR Bluster.
PR, where you can listen to people yell at each other. PR is just talking.
PR, PR. But he was PR, nervous. PR, PR.
We believe that.
Did he appear nervous?
Definitely.
How nervous?
A little more.
PR.
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 A lemur did it. And now a submission from a new depositor called the Caviator.
Good morning, again.
I am not a number. I am a person.
What's it all about?
I am number 6.
Where am I?
Orange.
Where am I?
We're all pawns, you know.
I've resigned. I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own. Is it?
It's the one half dozen of another.
It doesn't matter which side runs the business.
It's won by one side or the other.
Closer. But both sides are becoming identical. What, in fact, has been created? An international community. A perfect blueprint for world order. When the sides facing each other suddenly realize that they're looking into a mirror, they will see that this is the pattern for the future.
The whole earth as the village.
Do you still think you can escape?
I'm six. I want to do better than that.
Oh.
Going to escape and come back.
Come back?
I escape, come back. Wipe this place off the face of the earth, obliterate it, and you with it.
Your services will not be required tomorrow.
How about the conspiracy?
Oh.
Yeah. Everybody has some conspiracy theory. We're not talking about the little conspiracy theories like the crashed UFOs at Area 51, or the mafia killing Kennedy, or any of that, or the fashion conspiracy that makes you think you have to wear makeup and look a certain way. No, no, those are minuscule compared to the true conspiracy of the normals. And it doesn't even know it's a conspiracy. It's not clever. They don't even know they're doing it. Well, it's on automatic. The times, they were a-changing, but now it looks like they may stop changing. That actually seems to be the fear. The others, seem to want all change to stop. It's like, okay, we've got our internet and crap. You can stop changing now. We must not let the stopping even begin, my friends! People don't even notice the world ending. Look around you, you know? We're in the middle of the shakedown, obviously. We've got to get slack because time is running out. Time itself is running out. When things stop changing, that's the end of time. And on that subject, President Bush. We're in Church of the Subgenius. We don't like to think of either side of the conspiracy as being our friend. They have this good cop, bad cop thing where, you know, whoa, girl, Bush is so bad that John Kerry must be my friend. Well, it's true. Bush is so bad. Do you sometimes wish that Bob Dole had won? If that had meant that we wouldn't have to have Bush later, it makes you yearn for his father. It makes you miss Reagan. Now, that is bad, friends. That is really bad. And they're bad shots, too. I actually almost did the same thing Cheney did. I did not shoot my dad in the face. I missed. But Lonesome Cowboy Dave was going, oh, you know why he shot his friend in the face? He just wanted to help him keep a low profile. Okay, I got that one out. I can erase it. So, friends, how did the world get so dirty? Evolution isn't fair. The decks are stacked for the winners. And our privacies are all being taken away. Have you heard about urine tracings? Where now They can actually trace where you've been and what you've bought by your pee. They can judge your character by your pee. And I don't mean by when you take a pee test when you go for a job. I mean every time you flush the toilet, you are flushing your children down the drain, their future, their privacy. They will sue us retroactively, friends, for lying to the doctor. Because they can track you through your toilet. And that's very paranoid, isn't it? It's a new word.
As the cold gray dawn broke over the fog-shrouded coastal village of Benton Cove, death came to the big house on the hill.
A school lunch should be balanced nutritionally. That's why a dessert for lunch is just as essential as for a bigger, heavier meal. And what could be simpler for you to serve or more enjoyable and tasty for your children than cupcakes? Of course, cupcakes make an ideal after-school snack along with a tall, cold glass of
beer.
The word bob from the old ganglionic responses signifies a species or separate race. Only for a lack of proper understanding has bob been considered as an individual.
That man is a homicidal maniac.
More really, as the orgasmosozum, he is the chief product of the semiturgic, the Jehovah One, with back all this music.
The man was adjudged hopelessly insane.
And within the nature of this microgasm, the space god Yahweh One established all the qualities of powers that he himself possessed.
He must be returned to us.
Jehovah Prime, however, does not have slack, and therefore could not only not bestow it upon Bob.
Crazy like a fox.
From PR News in Washington, I'm brought in separately.
He looked at the man next to him and smiled and smiled.
Gun control advocates don't keep track of their merchandise.
He says the memos show a disaster non-existent. White House News Secretary Scott McClellan says the Bush administration struggled to locate food, water, and even PR News in Washington.
The Steelers of America present the
Self-Genius Hour of Swatch.
And this is Kenny saying hello for your friendly Steeler. They're the men you can always count on. Save trouble and save money.
As a female subgenius, I've noticed that the female perspective is often left out. Why do you think this is?
Well, the real problem is that there just isn't enough female participation in the church. If more women would get involved, write, preach, send in their writing, there would be more representation from women. It's all up to the women to get more involved so that there'll be more seen there. Reverend Stang will put forth whatever is given to him. If you do some spouting, some Connie-style spouting, he will love that. By the way, you identified yourself just now as a female subgenius, and I wanted to ask both you and Amos what your subgenius history is.
We'll ask the questions, but we might deign to answer one if you could be a little more specific.
Okay. Well, I just was very curious to know how you all came to know subgenius. I mean, it's been 10 years ago for you, Amos, and Reiki, I'm not sure about you, and I was just totally honestly curious to know how you became associated with it.
I'm not sure about me, Princess. I don't know. I think
the Pleiadians, I should say.
I was recruited at 16 by a Pleiadian emissary of light, given an incredible book called Bringers of the Dawn. Which I read word for word at 16 years old and totally, absolutely 100% believed it, and my DNA did start to accelerate. And cool. Now, in fact, I do not have the full 12 helix of DNA, but I do have 8 helixes, and I'll tell you, 8 is great.
Wow.
And so I really came to it through that, and only basically I'd say a year ago I met my cult leader / lover about 2 years ago, and he said, "You would love the Church of the Subgenius." And as a true subgenius, I said, "You're full of shit. Stuff it up your ass. I don't want to hear your lies. I don't want to hear it. So I picked up a book about a year ago, and it just, you know, it didn't even, I didn't even need to read it. I picked it up through osmosis. I've
you
learned the dogma.
I wiped with it,
and you know what? I also am part Sasquatch. I think that's, I have a stronger vein of Yeti in me. I have a lot of Yeti in me. I would like more Yeti in me, but
not in the studio, Ricky.
But you, so that's my dogma. I have I have eaten at restaurants called the Sasquatch. I've seen Sasquatch. I have been with Sasquatch. I am a Sasquatch.
Cool.
And that's my story.
Wow, thank you for sharing that with me, Reiki. I really appreciate that. Very cool.
I just wanted to be knee-deep in trim. And being a lazy man, I knew that let Bob do the work.
And also not very attractive.
No, not at all. It just gets worse every year. But you can imagine, even 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, he's about 250 pounds, 5'4", balding. And he, let's be honest, it's about 2 inches, 2.5 inches.
Oh, no. I mean, that depends on you know, when El Nino made the Earth, they actually swell a little bit, causing it to go around slower, slow down the calendars. Maybe then I had 2 inches, maybe.
And I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, folks. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a babelicious babe. I'm gorgeous.
That's a fact. Oh, that's...
Yeah,
times.
And sometimes people look at us and they say, what? They just don't get it. But really, he used the subgenius dogma. He used your guys' tricks to get sex. And, you know, I didn't know it at the time, but I thank him for it now.
Aww.
And he's, you know, 4.5 feet of pure man.
What a sweet story.
Yeah.
I'm totally charmed.
Let me take a break.
Do you mind if I ask you about you and Ivan Stang's relationship? How did you two fall in love?
Well, no, I don't mind you asking at all. I was and am associated with a group called ACE, the Association for Consciousness Exploration. And if you want to read all about it endlessly, you can go to one of our websites, ACE, let's see, one is rosencomet.com, rosencomet.com, or starwoodfestival.com. That's how I met Reverend Stang. Someone in our group brought him in for one of our Starwood festivals, and I volunteered to pick him up at the airport, and that's how I met him. And we were good friends for a long, long time, and eventually we got to be more than friends when his marriage ended, and he was free to pursue a relationship.
Did he break your watch to try to impress you?
No, he didn't. He tried to, but I had a fake broken watch in my pocket and slipped that in, and he never knew. He thought he was breaking my watch to get me, but it was actually a broken watch.
Don't cheat a cheater.
I dedicate this program to the fight against crime. Not merely crimes of violence and crimes of dishonesty, but crimes of intolerance, discrimination, and bad citizenship. Crimes against America.
The Subgenius Hour of Squatch.
For most effective relief, use only as directed. The relief it brings is incredibly fast. Here's why.
No thanks.
And there, ladies and gentlemen, you have the beginning of our mystery.
Okay, let's talk shop. If you could recommend one product that every subgenius must have, what would it be?
So I say out loud, and look at your beautiful big breasts.
Well, of course, it would be a membership to the Church of the Subgenius. I mean, that's, you know, the basic thing that everyone should have to protect you so that when X Day comes, you'll be delivered. I mean, that's the most important thing. Other than that, of course, everyone should start off with the putting their baby toe in of getting Arise, the Subgenius video.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my advice, just for basic starters.
And just to put on the back burner here, I probably had some of the best sexual intercourse of my life watching Arise. And I became J.R. Bob Dobbs. And I came as J.R. Bob Dobbs. And let me tell you, wow.
Just like Bob, you came again and again and again.
Yeah. It was the second and third and fourth coming. It was forthcoming. It was ridiculous.
I can't abide them even now and then.
Wonderful piece. Kevin Meredith did that wonderful piece there. Called it Beneath a Shiny Crust of Solid Platinum. That was the name of that instrumental, beautiful piece. And now, PR News.
From PR News in Washington, I'm Disrupted. A defense lawyer has been found today. Police said apparently a PR sped. On Wall Street, the 10262. Republican Congressman Tom DeLay showed up on Florida's Interstate 75 for the first time since a hearing on DeLay's request for a new execution-style conspiracy. Tom reports.
370,000 residents are bending palm trees and knocking out PR News. For PR News, I'm Tom.
Syrian officials are absurd. Officials died yesterday from what officials are calling indirect PR news.
Here's some interesting news from this past week.
Chimpanzees. Also, you sometimes see people with their pet chimpanzee.
That was not my chimpanzee. That was my son, all right? Will you just... So he's got a slight body hair problem. Jeez, come on. Give him a break. Anyway, here's an interesting news item from this week. State bill proposes Christianity be Missouri's official religion. This is something from...
Oh, it's nice that they have an official religion. I didn't know that states had such things.
Yeah, I believe this was originally taken from KMOV. I don't know if that's a radio or television station, but anyway...
It sounds more like it was taken from The Onion.
Here's the story. I'll read it for you. Missouri legislators in Jefferson City considered a bill that would name Christianity the state's official, quote-unquote, majority religion. Many Missouri residents had not heard about the bill until Thursday. Karen Eroesti of the Anti-Defamation League, along with other watch groups, began a letter-writing and email campaign to stop the resolution. The resolution would recognize, quote, a Christian God, end quote, and it would not protect minority religions, but, quote, protect the majority's right to express their religious beliefs, end quote. The resolution also recognizes that, quote, a greater power exists, end quote, and only Christianity receives what the resolution calls, quote, justified recognition, end quote. State Representative David Sater of Cassville in southwestern Missouri sponsored the resolution, but he has refused to talk about it on camera over the phone. Interessant. Also,
he's a lunatic, no doubt.
I wonder if I could get Church of the Subgenius declared the official street religion of the street that I live on.
So you know what?
Because my neighbors are all every religion you can think of. If I could get, there might only be one or two Christians or one or two Jews and one or two Buddhists on this block.
But that was back
I could, and I know there's at least four subgeniuses.
In the People's Republic of China, the People's Republic of Cleveland Heights, almost anything can happen. So,
yeah, we would outlaw, in fact, all the other religions on this block. At least, well, I guess we wouldn't outlaw them. We would just make it so they couldn't complain, no matter what we did. Which is what Missouri politician wants is that, well, we're not going to tell you can't worship your Burning Man or whatever. You just can't stop us from putting you in jail as part of our religious freedom. Since we're the majority, you know, we can put you Satanists in jail, and that way you can't interfere with our freedom of religion by being seen.
See, could they put us in jail if we had X Day in Missouri?
Not yet,
thank God.
No.
Maybe they wouldn't be able to do that to you in Missouri, but here's another place where it might happen. Here's a new Florida town would restrict abortion. Here's a Domino's founder.
Domino's pizza guy.
Is building a community around a Catholic university. If Domino's pizza founder Thomas S. Monaghan has his way, a new town being built in Florida will be governed according to strict Roman Catholic principles, with no place to get an abortion, pornography, or birth control.
Pepperoniville.
Actually, it would be called Ave Maria, Florida.
Oh.
The pizza magnate is bankrolling the project with at least $250 million and calls it God's will. Civil libertarians say the plan is unconstitutional and are threatening to sue. The town of Ave Maria is being constructed around Ave Maria University, the first Catholic university to be built in the United States in about 40 years. Both are set to open next year, about 25 miles east of Naples in southwestern Florida. The town and the university developed in partnership with the Barron Collier Company, an agricultural and real estate business, will be set on 5,000 acres with a European-inspired town center, a massive church, and what planners call the largest crucifix in the nation at nearly 65 feet tall.
Mm-mm. All right.
Now, you see, we have to outdo them.
Yeah. We need a 65-foot-1-inch Dobbs head.
Yeah. Or 70. Maybe just a gigantic pipe.
Yeah.
So this is inspiring me, though. Saying,
if some rich guy wants to buy his own city, I think that there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
that's
I say right. Let him, because you know what? Build a fortress.
We want to buy our...
Got
lots of money, so he can really make
that happen.
Anyway, let's try and restrict
only get him so far.
Well,
him build
it's not
city.
Just him. It's other people are interested in this. But anyway, this is interesting. If he gets away with this, I'm going to make it my life's mission to establish a community of my own. Somewhere.
Right. That's the idea.
Governed according to my own
so
personal totalitarian ideas.
All you have to do is start your own pizza chain that's fabulously successful. Or something like that.
And the pizza sucks, too. But anyway...
why not build a town that's...
I would have one where it would be against the law to have churches. How about that, you know? Here's the only way you could get away with this kind of thing, though. If you own all the land in an area. Like, maybe if you owned 5,000 acres and wanted to build a city there. You know, and since it's all technically your property and everybody else is just renting it, you know, I suppose you could exercise your right to say who does what on your property.
Yeah, it's private property.
But, you know, I don't know if you can really incorporate that as,
right,
you know, as
well,
a municipality.
I mean, in private property, you're not allowed to grow marijuana, for instance. So there's limits to what you can do.
But you can stop
an
anybody
gentleman
from...
that tried that years ago, and his neighbors put a stop to it.
We live in a socialist police state. If you don't give money to the government on a regular basis, they'll put you in jail. It's as simple as that.
You know, this whole town of Ave Maria, it's just going to be like a little Peyton place. They're still going to have their little affairs. There's still going to be little secret goings on. There's still going to be people living in Ave Maria who otherwise think, hey, this is a great place to live, and are otherwise doing their own little sinful thing.
Well, damn straight. It'll be the same way in Dobbsville. I'm sure that, you know, there'll be subgeniuses that sneak around and do all kinds of pink stuff, you know, secretly listening to Paul McCartney records and Neil Diamond. secretly...
Well, not secretly, out in the open. That's the whole point of Dodgetown, isn't it?
Well, no. I mean, see, they'd be doing these... They'd have to sneak around because they'd be doing normal things. We have our own type of nonconformist, conformist fascism. It's kind of difficult to administrate something like that.
Uh-oh, we lost...
That's okay. We've got room for more.
You know, we have freedom of tyranny in this country, and we must preserve this freedom to have tyranny over others, or else, you know, what else is it all for?
Got a big old Bob. He's waiting to baptize you. He's a mighty big old Bob. Salvation for your socket. Got a big old Bob. He's waiting to baptize you. He's a mighty big old Bob. Salvation for your socket. My Bob needs to get out and need your special Connie. Only you can rescue Bob. You really won't be sorry.
Okay, so Princess We Are Dough, Queen of All the UFOs, we just really want to give you our warmest thanks for coming into our feminist kitchen, sharing your wit and your wisdom. Do you have any last words for us here on, as you call it, Earth Farm One?
Actually, my parting words to you would be to just carry on, keep on keeping on. You guys are doing a great job, and I have a big question actually to ask you that's really important. Reverend Stang would like to know if he can use any of this on his Hour of Slack.
Oh my God! 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 Okay. All right. Yeah, that'd be cool.
God damn it, Reiki! How many times in this feminist kitchen have I told you when it comes to business, you don't make the unilateral call? You don't have the cojones! You don't have the business triumph!
Okay, just don't hit me again. Oh my God! I'm sorry.
It's rather odd to bolster yourself up like this.
I'll make you some chalupe. I'll make you anything you want, baby.
All right, all right. All
right, I'll bend over.
All right, all right. We'll honor your little devil's bargain with Stang. Oh, Stang, why don't you just keep talking about Stang all night long? And those intimate times. But I'm going to need some of that church air.
That'd be great. Has he actually been listening? Is he in the room with you?
He's been listening. He's probably my biggest fan. So, yes, he's been listening. I've been preparing our stir-fried fennel with roasted pistachios for tonight.
Oh my God.
And he's been, you know, just listening along and loving every minute of it. He's just so glowingly proud of me. And of
it
you guys for being so bright to pick up on me. He's actually extremely impressed with you.
Well,
that.
Duh. I mean, like you're like a hot babe.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and I like your singing voice. Wait. I you know what? You know what? Be quiet. Princess. I think we should get an apartment together. I really
God
do.
Damn it!
I think you and I think we're soulmates. I think this could work out.
Keep it in your pants, Reiki! But would Stan care to give his apologies to you over here?
I'm very, very flattered, but I'm totally sold on Reverend Stang. Our hearts are entwined forever.
How many dicks does he have?
How many dicks? I'm not privy to tell
37?
You. That's private, just between us.
It's 37, isn't
37.
It?
37.
I can't tell.
You're 37.
You can't tell because they're too small to count?
No, they're not small.
Where does he keep them, in a box?
No, they're connected.
God.
He's just got
a huge
package down there.
Okay, well, I think if we're going to start talking about what's-his-face, then this interview has come to an end.
Area code 831. Oh, leave some soul for me, anus.
Okay, here we go.
Jeez.
All right, and thank you very much.
Oh, it's really, really... really been my pleasure. You guys are a blast.
I want you to sing more songs, and I want you to be my lover and wife, but if you can't do that, I would really like you to be more present in the Church of the Subgenius, and I'll buy more books.
Okay. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Okay. Yay, 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 yay.
That's it. I'm ending this.
Oh. She's gone. He hung up on her. Amos, you never let me have any fun.
Come on. Let's get back in the kitchen.
All right. Oh. I have such a I have such a rush from that. That was incredible. Talking with Princess We Are Doe, queen of all the UFOs, the real power behind, the power behind the pipe.
I can't abide them even now and then.
And we hate men here at the Feminist Kitchen.
Never marry one of them, I'd rest a virgin rather. For husbands are a boring lot and only give you bother. Of course, I'm awfully glad that mother had to marry father. But I hate men.
Oh, by the way, are either of your kids sub-geniuses?
My kids? Oh, they were born sub-geniuses. They had no choice. I beat the slack into them. They still wince a little bit when they see a picture of Bob or anything.
Well, I
good thing Judge Punch didn't get involved.
Yeah. Judge Judy and Judge Punch got together and had this, they worked their frustrations out.
Tonight's story was specially written by Bob Dobbs, with music composed and conducted by Bob Dobbs. Featured in the cast were Bob Dobbs' Kitty.
Bob? Bob? Bob?
Bullshit!
Where are these creatures? Why has no one ever seen one?
Yeti, him hide when smell human. But Yeti come low country when want to steal woman. All of it want to steal woman.
Someday there is hope. In fact, as we await the calling of the Dave.
Call of the Dave.
We can go back over. I think we have to go through a phone call here. But then we will see a song of hope. We'll see it in here.
Series Crossroads, Eddie speaking.
Eddie, Samuel Curtis, I just landed.
I know. We saw. Was great.
Can you dig me out and set me up for flight?
Sure. Did you bring the cat?
Yeah, I got him. His name's Monkey Puss.
I want to name him Oscar.
That wasn't so bad, was it, Monkey? Eddie, you got something for me, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll be in a bit.
Okay, goodbye.
From American Astronaut, dear friends, the Billy Nayer Show. They will be performing with the Amino Acids, heard here in the background at 9X Day, coming up July 4th weekend. The world ends at 7 a.m. July 5th. This is Hour of Slack number 1046. If you need more information, please look at www.subgenius.com. Hey, thank you.
Who's in the house?
What's in the house?
Jump, jump, jump in the house, jump in the house of God.
Jump in the house of God, jump.